All
right, that's better. We're good. That's good. Okay. So how was your weekend? Did you do Great Wolf Lodge?
Yes, you're seeing how my weekend was. This is a pitcher.
Is that a good thing? Did you get some swimming in? Did you meet some people?
Your boy is not does not deal well with those kind of folks.
Hello, and thank you very much for downloading this most recent episode of Movie Guys Podcast. You can download many more episodes at movieguyspodcast.podbean.com.
What a perfect popcorn movie, right? I mean, we're talking about Damsel, Netflix movie, 11, Millie Bobby Brown herself. You know, it's a brisk hour 40. We're talking about Damsel. Eric, how the hell are you doing?
You're coming out hot already, huh?
Yeah, it's just it's a fun little popcorn movie.
The joke that I saw online about this is with that Netflix can't help but give Millie Bobby Brown roles where the character begins with the letter E.
Nice.
Elodie, Enola Holmes. Did I say that right? Hopefully, and 11.
Yeah, right. This is like an Eleanor whatever Holmes, but princess style.
Enola.
I like how that's our running joke now. It used to be game night. You like that?
I swear, we are just turning into our parents where they're just, you know, the movie, the thing. Remember in Everything Everywhere All at Once when she's like, Raccoonatooie.
Yeah, it's like, what is that? What is
you know the guy. You know the one from that movie. The thing. You know the guy. You know the one. The person. The guy.
We're turning into the... What is it? Was it the progressive insurance commercials where it's like, don't be your parents, or whatever?
Yeah.
Those commercials, like that's us right there, 100%.
It feels like it every time. But yeah, I would agree this is a pretty good popcorn movie. I don't think it's going to be any more than that, though.
No. Well, this is our review, right? Like, we don't know. Damsel is a movie that's been on the radar for a little while. This was one of those movies where... You know, I make the schedule, and I'm trying to see what new movies are coming out. There's some new movies we're going to see in the theater this year, but not yet. And it was like, Millie Bobby Brown, it's a princess movie. Oh, wait a minute, she has to fight a dragon. Okay, this is different. I didn't know this was a book. You told me this was a book. So I'm like, hey, you know what? Dragons and a princess. Let's go.
So I did more research on that. Although it was kind of released by Penguin Random House, I guess how it was done is that it was written as a script first, and then the script was passed off to another screenwriter who then wrote it into this movie, and the original script was then published or something along the lines like that. So I think the movie was greenlit first, and then the story was released. Was it based on a book? No. There is a Damsel book by Evelyn Skye that was published by Random House in April 2023.
Also new, recent.
Yeah. Yeah. So the screenwriter, Dan Mizzou, butchered that name, sorry, was slated to write the script for the movie. He penned the original story and the screenplay, but once he completed it, he handed it off to Evelyn Skye, who wrote her own version in the novel format.
Gotcha. So it's kind of like those back in the 80s and 90s when we were kids, you would have the book of the movie, right? You have like the novella or whatever you want to call it, right?
Yeah, where it captures a lot of the same beats, but there are some changes in it. And I was looking at the changes, and there are... some, not a whole lot, but there are some big ones from book to movie. So, don't know if it'll make much of a difference.
On subject, but not. I don't read many books. There's one that I read a decade ago that I want you to check out because you love to read. It's a fun one. Remember Jaws: The Revenge?
Yes.
There's a book.
Is it a pop-up?
No, you'll love it. Oh. You know how the shark travels from New England to the Bahamas and how that could not actually happen because of different waters, you know.
Yeah.
Right. So you find out that in the movie, there's like this, there's this black guy in the movie that's like a voodoo guy in the movie. Mm-hmm. He has a voodoo curse on the shark in the book.
Of course.
So that's how the shark's able to do this. And in the book, you actually get the shark's point of views of swimming from New England to the Bahamas. Dead serious. And how the shark like attacks like a whale and shit.
Is a shark narrative?
Shark narrative, 100%. It's actually better than the movie, and it should be the movie. It's hilarious. You would love it. Check it out for
free. Maybe just because now that you say that, because Michael Caine being in that movie, if I were to read that book, I'm going to read the shark's narrative in Michael Caine's voice.
Oh, well, speaking of which, you find out more about Michael Caine. Michael Caine's a drug smuggler. That's the character in the book.
Okay, let's talk about Damsel.
So, I'm just telling you, difference of Damsel and book, Jaws and book. Check it out sometime. Everybody who's listening, check it out. So, I didn't know it was a book.
I was going to say, yeah, the Fast and Furious book was way different. No, go ahead.
Damsel, am I a Millie Bobby Brown fan? So, I have a question. Is it just me? Okay, I want to know this.
It's also Drake. Go ahead. Sorry, cut you off. I was gonna say, he's a pretty big fan of hers.
So, this is my question. What's wrong with me? And why I'm asking that is, my wife and I watch Stranger Things. We enjoy Stranger Things. You know, we saw her grow up in the show.
Sure.
But for some reason, I don't like her.
Right. It's because she's dry as toast, and she
is that why I don't like her?
She's not what I would what most people would call a good actress.
Is that what it is?
She doesn't have. Yeah, she doesn't have much range.
Because she was good in Stranger Things.
Yeah, she didn't talk much in Stranger Things.
Fair enough. I actually see, like, you know, like Finn Wolfhard is like the star of that, if you will, right?
Oh, most certainly. That and with David Harbour, is it?
Yeah, David. Yeah. We reviewed him in a
maybe
few other
maybe
movies.
Wynonna.
But it's like, you know, it just like you would think. That, you know, somebody who watches the show, who's a fan of the show, and you have this girl who's doing all these single movies, you know, doing her own thing, I would be interested. And she wasn't the draw for me for this movie. The draw was princess gets duped and she has to fight a dragon. That sounds fun. You know what I mean? Like, it could have been anybody in this role.
Oh,
she didn't
sure.
add anything to the role.
You know, I agree with you completely. I think she's more of a personality than she is an actress. Kind of like the, what's her name? Haley Steinfeld?
She's a face, right? She's like, she's a familiar face that we would all know.
Well,
they're
riding off of the popularity of that one thing.
Yeah, that one thing of
her. You know, Haley did True Grit. She's still riding off of that. And it's maybe riding off the part of being friends with Taylor Swift. Whereas Millie Bobby Brown is still riding off of the fame from Stranger Things and really has gotten a lot from that. Like, she was in Godzilla, uh-huh. King of Monsters and Godzilla versus Kong. And just like you said, anyone could have done those roles. And she really only has maybe two or three different expressions that she can do, kind of like a Renee Zellweger, where it's she can do happy, she can do puzzled, and then she can do brow down,
yeah,
kind of upset.
Yeah. Right.
And that's basically all that she can do. And I'm not trying to insult her. I would say that she's just kind of typecasted into a lot of these roles.
I would agree she's typecasted. I'm just trying to figure it out. I'm just like, yeah. Well, anyway, Damsel is a story.
We haven't seen her in something that would make her stand out. If she would have maybe more like an art house, something a little bit more with a character that's out of the box of what she's doing, I think we both would be sold a little bit more.
Right, like I would maybe cast her as Harley Quinn instead of Lady Gaga, but that casting makes sense. So this story, very predictable, right? So this story is, I don't know, like an English kingdom, right? The movie starts out weird, right?
It's like a fantasy adventure that we've seen before.
Right. The movie starts out weird, though, bud. Like,
well, she's in full makeup,
no, chopping wood. Not even her at this point. The movie, because okay, so I'm on the laptop. I click play on Netflix, the space bar, and it's just these dudes, like these knights, just riding and just like, brr, and it's like, what's going on? What did I miss? You know, like it just instant, like there's no credits,
right?
At all,
right?
And the movie shows us what it wants us to see. They fight this dragon and the story. So we'll get into the overall, but the gist of the story is that a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, King and these knights fought this dragon, right? And all the knights die besides the king. And the story that we're told is the king makes a deal with the dragon. Hey, you know, we got to survive. So the dragon's like, every generation, give me three brides, three daughters.
Now, we don't find out about this deal until after the movie opens.
What's the story?
No, that's the story. But the way that it opens is the king and his men go in to fight the dragon because right. their kingdom is being harassed or terrorized by the dragon. And it just ends or cuts to centuries later, right?
With the dragon having
killed all the king's men, towering over the king who's on his knees, and that's it. It cuts. No body, no death. We find out more of that story later.
Right. So, I'm not going to spoil. I'm just saying, like, so then what happens
is... this is kind of what we do, right? Anyone listen to us is... either had seen the movie or wants to be spoiled on it.
Right. But what I'm saying is that just the gist of from what we know, you know, towards the beginning of the movie is that every generation, three daughters, three whatever royal blood needs to be thrown into the pit as sacrifice to the dragon so the dragon would leave them alone. That's the agreement. So Millie Bobby Brown, and maybe I was doing something, making myself a sandwich or something, but she's a peasant girl? Like she's, right?
No, and she's a noble lady.
But somehow she gets with this prince.
Yeah.
Maybe it's making a sandwich.
I want to do kind of reflections of Game of Thrones on this, but let's say that she's in the north because it looked cold there, okay. And the kingdom that she or, you know, the land that her father looks after, rules over, is not doing well. It's like they're exhausting their resources. They don't have anything new farmed or run out of money. So she and her sister, Elodie and Floria? Are the daughters of Lord Bayford.
Right. The last time I saw this guy was Mr. French in The Departed, but go ahead.
Yeah, Ray Winstone, who's married to Angela Bassett.
Oh. Oh, really? I thought she was gay. Okay.
So he's married to Angela Bassett, and she plays Elodie's and Floria's stepmother. And right. They call her stepmother.
Oh, wait, he's not married in real life. Okay, never mind.
No, not in real life.
I thought Angela Bassett's married to... what?
No, isn't Angela Bassett married to, like, what's his name? The dude that they did Tina with.
Oh, yeah. Isaac Hayes.
Winnie Brown or something like that. Hey, Winnie Brown?
Right. So, Millie Bobby Brown is scheduled to be married by the prince so she can have royal blood so that her father's land can flourish, right? We've been here, done this before at this point, right?
Yeah.
Robin Wright is the queen.
That's right.
You don't hire Robin Wright to play a good person. She's great as a villain. You knew that right off the bat.
Knew that from House of Cards for sure.
Right off the bat, right? So She marries the prince. Everything is happy. But then she goes to the top of this mountain. She knew something was up to. Like, I will give her acting credit for that, right? Because she gets married. She goes down these steps. You know, she says goodbye to her father. Her father gives her up for marriage. Her father knows what's going on, too. So F that guy.
He knows what's going on. And Lady Bayford, Angela Bassett, smells it pretty quickly and warns Elodie, saying, hey, I don't trust these people. You shouldn't get married. But it's all dismissed just because, like, oh, you're just being... Calm down, stepmother. Father knows best.
Right. And, like, I mean, she got into the carriage. She looked a little like, I don't know if I should be doing this kind of look. You know what I mean? Like, she kind of looks...
She's a smart girl. She knows that there's something not right about all this.
Right. And she gets up top of the mountain and they walk across this bridge straight from Mortal Kombat stage fatality style. Right.
Yes.
Right. And then Robin writes, it's like a long time ago, our people died from this dragon. And then the king needed to sacrifice his three daughters to show, I don't know, sacrifice or allegiance or whatever. So then she takes a knife, cuts Millie Bobby's brown hand, cuts the prince's hand, they touch, so now their blood is one. By the way, that's not how that works. And all of a sudden, the prince has to throw her off, Mortal Kombat style, into a pit. Screw the dragon. That fall would have killed you.
Right? Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely that fall would have killed you.
And there's multiple...
Broken bones. Jeez.
Dude, as the movie progresses, there's multiple ways to escape this mountain. Just throw her in the bottom. Like, why the top? Because that fall alone is going to kill her.
There's not too many ways to escape the mountain. It all seems to be...
Two.
Yeah, but they're all higher. It's all elevated up. The people dropping a rope to climb down or...
I guess you would think they would come up with something, right? Because it's been centuries, it's been generations. You'd think that there would be like something elaborate, maybe like a basket that they would take them down.
Well, you don't want to have them escape because then you piss off the dragon.
But the point of the story is that we need to give you sacrifice, dragon, so you know you don't attack us. But you throw in this helpless woman over how many hundreds of feet in the air.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like the dragon be like, I don't want her. She's dead. You know, I want my meat fresh.
Yeah. Maybe like a shorter fall then, right?
Yeah. It's just stupid. Why is it so high, right? So she falls down and the set is cool. This opening set's cool, right? It's like this like forest kind of thing, but inside of a cave, right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, she sees this bird on fire. She's like, oh, Mr. Bird, I'll help you. And then here comes the dragon, right? And she gets chased by the dragon. One thing that I find is cool about the movie, because I don't see a lot of dragon movies, so tell me if I'm seeing this for the first time, is typical dragon movies, they just breathe fire, and it's just like it's just a flame, right? Nothing else, right? This movie... It was like lava coming out. Like it was like moving like lava chasing her, right? Is that something new? Because I know you like Game of Thrones. Like, is that something that they did or is this something different?
In typical fantasy movies that we see like this, no. Game of Thrones, they refer to dragon fire where if something catches on fire, then it's usually going to be burning for eternity or it's going to be burning for a very, very long time until extinguished, yada, yada, yada. But no, this is like magma. This from the start, reminded me more of like a D&D, like a Dungeons and Dragons, because they have special dragons there that kind of breathe certain elements.
And okay.
This really, in the rest of the movie, really played more like a dungeon crawler, like you're in a fantasy campaign of Dungeons and Dragons inside of a dungeon, inside of a cave.
Gotcha. No, I thought it was neat, you know, and then like Millie Bobby Brown was running and she sees a victim that was already burned to death, like one of the last girls. Her body was still fresh.
She sees the girl that she saw from the night before.
Oh,
do you remember? Yeah, do you remember when she was in the tower and she had a little moment where she saw another girl?
That's who that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So they already sacrificed earlier.
Yeah. So that was number one. Millie being number two, and at the end of the movie, we see number three.
Right. Okay. So that was the plan. Because that girl's body was fresh. And I was like, oh, for centuries. Like, okay. You know, you like Dungeons and Dragons. You like Game of Thrones. I'm not into that stuff. Only thing I can base fantasy off of is Lord of the Rings. This whole cave reminded me of Fellowship when they were fighting the cave troll.
Sure.
You know, that's the, when they fought against... Okay, hold on. I'm going to say it right. When they fought against the Balrog... Balrog?
That's different from the cave troll.
I know, but
yes, they fought him yes, the yes, same yes. Thing.
Is it called Balrog?
Yes.
Okay, good. So like, this is the design of the cave and everything, right? So she escapes that, and then she finds this cliff. This is where she dumps the wedding ring, right? Because she's like, I'm strong and tough. And then she meets these ultimate healing glowing worm things.
Yeah.
Which I
think are really cool. You're telling me that those things exist and no one's harvesting those things to use that for something?
That's pretty cool.
That's
right?
Those things are fantastic. Get a handful of those and bring those home.
To kind of spell it out, she gets burned in the leg by the dragon, right? Her leg is like third degree burns, right? And she finds these things. A few scenes later, she's sleeping. And while she's sleeping, these things crawl out of the sack that she's using for light, and it's like healing her. And I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently they come into play a bit more in the written screenplay.
Oh,
but ultimately it's the same thing. They have restoring powers.
So she finds them, dragon attacks again. Cool scene. I actually will give the movie this, right? So she finds this body of water. It's bad water. It doesn't taste good. And then she sees like these ice crystals wherever above her, right? And it's dripping water. So she's drinking from the dripping water, right? That's cool, right? All of a sudden it starts dripping more, dripping more, dripping more. And then we see the heat of the dragon on the other side of it.
Yeah.
That was a kind of a cool scene.
Oh, yeah.
I would say it's a cool scene, right? It's like, oh.
A lot of the cave scene was pretty cool because she's going through basically a maze in the cavern. I said to you before this that twice in this movie they gave hint of her drawing mazes. Once when she was in the bed of the castle the night before the wedding and she was just drawing a maze. And then another when she was talking to Henry and she first wrote her correspondence letter to him, and like in the bottom right she drew a picture of a heart, and in the heart during where all of the chambers are she drew like this little swirly maze. Mm-hmm. And it was a cute little thing, but they didn't really call back to it whatsoever. Like, that would have been pretty cool. The only time that they did is when she was in the cave and there was, well, somewhat of a little bit of a maze there, more of a map really, but I think it was more just to kind of show her cleverness that she can maybe figure it out.
Right. And there, and like in the middle of the caverns, the previous girls have wrote safe. Like, this is the one area where the dragon can't get because of whatever reason. Pick your poison.
Yeah. That they're in there. There's a lot of written in hidden kind of spots from the previous princesses of centuries before.
Right, and there's no skeletons, so I'm assuming when she gets into the safe zone that...
there was a skeleton. There
was a skeleton?
I don't know if it was a princess, though. It might have been some of the warriors.
I didn't see a skeleton
like
that. in that little cubby. All I saw was the dresses.
I'm pretty sure there was... Maybe not in that old area. You're right, Jordan.
That's what I'm saying. Because I'm saying this because it's telling us that none of these princesses starved to death there. They found their demise from the dragon.
More than likely, but yeah, I'm pretty sure there was but that could have been from knights or warriors before. Yeah.
So she escapes. Well, she gets out of this little safe zone, right? And then she's like, in the core, I would say, right, where like it's all in the open, this big, huge cave, right?
Yeah, the main chamber.
Right, and this is where she hears her dad. Her dad has a change of heart, and her dad and his fellow noble men decide that we're going to go and save
her. Hold on, what about her going through the chambers, finding her way out, and going up the crystals?
Yeah,
and she had the visions about the other princesses telling her that everything's a lie.
Right, everything's a lie, and she goes up these crystals, and then the dragon's behind her, right? And she goes up, she gets out, and when she gets out, the dragon comes is like, dude, like, you're not going to escape, bud.
Yeah, because her getting out, or what she thought was originally out, was really just a very, very, very high up ledge of the mountain, right? So she gets to that part, and she realizes that she's stuck, because obviously a fall down would kill you. But that's when she sees her dad and three other adventurers, or paid mercenaries, I guess, walking up the path, and she's yelling for them. They don't hear her, but she sees the people are coming.
All right.
Up and that's when the dragon was attacked her and kind of saw that there were people coming and goes back inside to prepare.
This is the part of the movie where I start to turn. I'm going to be brutally honest with you. From the time they throw her in the pit until the time she goes up, like, the crystal wall, I kind of dug it. I was like, oh, this is like Die Hard for princesses.
No, I agree with you. It was adventurous. It was...
Yeah, I quite enjoyed it. Like, she was crawling through. Like, one of the things, it's never going to happen because I don't go spelunking, right? But one of the things that kind of freaks me out was I read an article years ago about a dude that, like, likes to cave dive, you know? Mm-hmm. And the dude went too far, and he got stuck. And he died, right?
That's happened.
Right? And it's like, oh, my God, I can't imagine that. You know what I mean? Like, that's terrifying, right? And there's a scene where she escapes the fire and the dragon in the beginning, and she's crawling, and then she falls down, like, this little cavern. And she's kind of, like, stuck for a little bit, and, like, there's nowhere for her to turn her head. Like, she's just completely stuck. You know, and I was like, oh, my God, this is like just like Die Hard when he was like, oh, come up the coast, have a few laughs. You know, like, remember that scene?
Oh, yeah. But when you say right. that, because I know you're talking about, there was a popular piece of creepypasta called Ted the Caver. Have you ever read that?
No.
Oh, I'll have to send you that one. That's if anyone listened to this, if you want a nice little creepy story, look up Ted the Caver, and it is.
But do they get stuck?
No, it's something else. I don't want to spoil it for you, but it's about two guys who go spelunking, and or maybe one or two guys, and they find a little bit more than I'll leave it there. It's written like it's written like journals, and there are pictures with it too, like actual photos.
The Descent. That's what it is.
It's done very well. It's a good piece of creepypasta. It's a popular story, though. It is fiction.
Yeah, I just enjoyed this part, right? All the way up until where her dad comes, I was enjoying it. I didn't think I would enjoy it. Like I think the movie did a very good job of giving us the aloneness, the being in the dark. Not knowing where the dragon is. The dragon seems to know where she's going to be at every turn. You know, like,
It showed that Elodie had a fighting spirit, that she was... it didn't really give too much of maybe her intelligence. Like, I would have liked there be a bit more puzzle, but enough to where...
Yeah, enough.
She's a smart... an independent person to where she's gotten this far. It does downplay a little bit to think that, well, okay, other princesses have obviously gotten this far too.
Right.
And so obviously stayed there well enough to where they can draw a map and figure it out. But here she is. She's still, you know, she got this far on her own.
She's got this far. Like I was into it. And then when she gets up to the crystals, and then she sees her dad, and the dragon starts to really kind of talk. I'm like, oh, you know, okay, I've seen this before, right? And then the dad and his men are in the cave, and they're howling for her, right? And she's being sneaky at this point, Millie Bobby Brown is. And then this is where the dragon shows up, and we see the dragon, right? And is it just me, or did I think of Godzilla 98 when I saw this dragon?
A bit more of a lizard.
It looked right. It kind of looked iguana-y.
Maybe it was just you. I thought this dragon model looked really cool.
It looked cool. I'm not bashing it. I'm just saying it kind of reminded me of it, right? And then it starts to talk, and I was like, oh, this is like Desolation of Smog. Smaug. Like, what's how do they say it? I don't want to piss off the Tolkien fans. Like,
I think you already have.
I probably have, more than once. But, like, right? Like, I have seen this now. Right, so the dragon is just straight up talking, having conversations.
Yeah, I guess in the original writing, the screenplay, that the dragon does not speak English. It speaks a different language, and LD is able to not necessarily translate, but decipher its meaning a bit more. It's not like, she's able to figure it out.
Now, I've never watched Game of Thrones, but do the dragons speak in Game of Thrones?
French, fluently.
So you're joking with me.
Sacre bleu.
So you're joking with me.
What is this with the kingdoms? See what cares?
I don't like my dragons talking. I only want one movie where dragons talk, and that's Dragonheart, and that's it.
Danny, like, what is it we are doing?
Did you find it stupid that this dragon is talking?
Yeah. No. Yes and yes and no. Yes. Okay. First off, by the way, if you can't tell by my joke, the dragons in Game of Thrones don't talk.
And that's why I said you're screwing.
They speak German, actually.
You didn't.
I don't mind that the dragons spoke English. Dragons are supposed to be these ageless and very knowledgeable creatures, just like Smaug. I understand that, but it's when they start doing like the filler narratives. Ooh, you're a clever one. Why would you do it's?
Yeah, I hated that.
It's you don't need to do that. You're supposed to be smart, and I would think that if you're smart enough to be doing this for as long as you have been doing it, that you've seen some tricks or two. That you are not so easily outsmarted by a girl like Elodie. Not to say that she's incapable of it, but that there should be more of an effort to really, because she does traps at the end, and she's able to just get around. Yeah, but it's like you can smell her, and you have the supersonic hearing, but you don't know that she's right behind a pillar.
She's right behind the corner, right there. Like, yeah, totally agree with you. So annoying, right? And then, like, her dad gets it, right? Dragon pierces the dad, right? You know, through the armor, you know, and dad's dying. And this is where it's like, I even got mad at her. Like, because...
Get the worms, you know?
Well, it's just because, you know, the dragon flies away. And goes and kills another guy, right? And why the dragon's killing another guy, she goes to her dad, who knew that this was going to happen. And he was just like, forgive me, daughter. Right? And she gives him a kiss on the forehead. Like, screw you, dude. Like, you knew this was going to happen. Like, I hated that. I really, really hated that.
Yeah, I don't know what else you thought was going to happen.
Don't show up. Like, there's no reason for this character to be back, right? He's a bad dad who sacrificed his daughter because he was selfish, and now he wants forgiveness. This was his redemption, right?
Yeah.
Which is stupid. Been there.
Yeah, I didn't like that he and the three other people walked into the cave like some red shirts and just started yelling.
Right, and the dragon didn't get him right off the bat. Like, you know, like they own the place. Like, they're supposed to be fearful of this place.
Elodie, did the dragon kill you yet? Hello?
This Hello? Is where the movie gets stupid. This is where the movie gets stupid, right? And then, like,
yeah.
It was bloody, though, right? I mean, there were some good bloody kills. Like, we saw some guys, like, get lit on fire and stuff. And then, like, that one dude that was hiding in the corner when the dragon kills, like, squishes him to death and blood squirts everywhere.
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
It was cool. But this is where, coming up to it, this is where we find out that the dragon's lair, right, which is not a very good lair, has three eggs that are opened. And there are mummified remains of three baby dragons. And the truth is that we find out centuries ago, an evil king and his men went to kill the dragon, because the dragon was probably, I don't know, doing terrorizing or whatever. And they go into the cave, mountain, kill the three babies, mm-hmm. right? And then the dragon, like, kills everybody else and says to the king, because you killed my three babies, I need you to sacrifice three of your babies. And it needs to continue like this until I have my fill, which is going to be endless. That's yeah. pretty much what it was. Yawn. Been here, done this. I'm now upset. I praised the movie 5 minutes ago by saying I liked where it was going with, like, the diehardness of it. But now it's just like, really? Like, okay. So the movie lied to us.
Well, yeah. And a comment online said that brought up a pretty good point. Is that you think that the dragon would have pieced it together that it was not three daughters when they started throwing down, like, a black princess, a Chinese princess,
yeah.
a white princess, a blonde princess. It's like, these are all these girls the same daughter, you know, from the same. I guess they could be. We're, you know, it's a very progressive kingdom, sure.
That's one of the things I noticed too. Like there was an Asian one and a black one. I'm just like, wait, hold on.
Just to correct the screenplay, the original one, the book. I guess we'll call it the book, says that the sacrifice is supposed to be three princesses a year. The dragon doesn't care or doesn't really know that they're not royalty. Doesn't really care.
Okay, so that should have been in this movie, though, because the whole point of the dragon for killing was the smell of the blood, because of the prince on the cut says that they were royalty.
Yeah, I guess that doesn't really matter to the dragon. It's just got to be three princesses. And I guess did I already say this, that the queen wasn't the villain? It was
the
Prince Henry was, and that the king, who was mute this entire movie, had been doing it in cycle before the prince did, but it drove him crazy.
That would have made more sense. I wish that would have been in the movie.
Yeah, so it just has Henry as the right. person who's taking on the deed. Do you know what I have to do?
So I am now turning on the movie. You know, I just don't like my dragons talking. I don't like that there are three dragon babies that were slaughtered. Okay, been there, done that, right? And now she is escaping, right? And her dad's like, climb the rope to get out. And she's like, okay. And she doesn't silently grunt. Like, she grunts and groans for the dragon to find her, right? And then she climbs up this ladder, this rope. And then she gets out, and the dragon's pissed. So it just somehow catches fire to the sky and everything. And Millie Bobby Brown is hiding under a rock. And this is when the queen's like, oh, clever girl, right?
Pretty much. I knew she was trouble. Yeah, and
right.
yeah, instead of relying on the dragon to kill Elodie, she goes after her sister.
Her sister. So I have a question about the logic. So the whole point is the kingdom needs to find three princesses to sacrifice. But her sister knew that she was marrying the prince. So was the plan all along to also have the sister wed? Because wouldn't the sister go, wait a minute, yesterday you married my sister?
No, at this point, they definitely know something is wrong. Probably because at this point, they're at the dock, and her dad had already left to go save Elodie. I would imagine, because of his turn of or change of heart, that he filled them in.
Okay.
To what was going on and left to go save Elodie. So they have to know about that the evils is there.
Robin Wright comes in and she's just like, Baron, this is going to happen, right? And I'm going to take your sister and we're going to do the quick ceremony and throw her down this huge, humongous pit. And then Billy Bobby Brown goes back. Was it just me or was it you that was like, don't go back? Like, you just escaped.
Well, this, I have a few things about this, because this is,
okay.
So, like, you just escaped, and now you're going to go back. So that part was just kind of like, what, are you a pro at the cave now here?
Probably.
I find it weird that they throw the sister down in that shaft, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, the dragon already has her.
Yeah, pretty quick. Yeah, the dragon gets her and like brings her back to the lair. And dragon's like, "Oh, I'm going to keep you alive for your sister because I want your sister."
Yeah. Elodie cuts a rope of the bridge and then goes down it. It's like, right, well, you found another way to get out there.
Right.
But they didn't take that way. She goes down, and instead, this time she fights the dragon because she has to save her sister.
Right.
Yeah, I guess, you know, she's not a damsel, right? She's the hero, the heroine now, and she's going to go save her damsel of a sister.
So I want to talk about how this doesn't make sense. I want to talk about how they throw her sister down to sacrifice, and the dragon...
Who survives, by the way, and breaks a leg.
Somehow survives again. But the dragon knows. I'm like, the dragon has to know, Eric, that Millie Bobby Brown is not royalty at this point, right? Because the dragon takes her sister while her sister's passed out. She's like, oh, I'm keeping you alive so I can get your... I mean, like, this is not about bloodline. This is because of annoyance at this point,
it's
right?
Like, dragon's pride there is hurt.
Yeah, right? I mean, come on. This doesn't make sense because the whole MO of this dragon is you killed my three children, so I'm going to kill your three children. That's the whole point of the dragon. So to use her sister as bait didn't make sense to me.
Yeah, oh well.
Okay, all right.
So, I agree with you. It's... The dragon wants Elodie, and they fed the sister. So I don't understand that because, like, so what if the dragon did end up killing both Elodie and Floria? That would make three then, right? So then if Henry got married to that other lady the next day, and they did that whole thing, like, that's the fourth, that's a little bit extra. So
right. Well, no. Because it would have been good. It would have been the three because
they wouldn't have known that.
Well, valid. But I mean, like, it would be what? I mean, like, was the queen, like, was Robin Wright, like, lucky number four? Right?
Yeah, I don't.
Right? You see, this movie starts to turn, right? Like, as soon as the dad showed up, like, things start to turn. Right.
Yeah, no, I get it completely, especially because the callback of Elodie saying that her greatest strength is that she constantly tells the truth, and then she tells the truth to the dragon. After some convincing, it takes some fighting, she sets up a booby trap, a sound trap for the dragon.
I hated that.
Which was pretty silly. Right. And dragon goes to investigate. She gets her sister, yada yada, the sword, and is able to, for some reason, do what no knight, no trained swordsman was able to do this entire time.
And starts slaying the dragon, and then
pokes her eye out, stabs the dragon in the mouth. And then does a slide little thing. Oh, outsmarts the dragon, right, by standing in next to kind of like a curved wall.
Right.
And do this whole thing where, fine, then spray me with your hot fire right here at this spot. Please do it. So right at this exact moment right here, it's not a trap whatsoever. Go ahead and do it. And then does so, and then the splashback burns the dragon. And
to death, pretty much.
Yeah, the dragon's, you know, says, finish it, and then Elodie says, no.
Well, no, you're forgetting a big part, though. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
This is where the stupid part is, right? So she stabs the dragon in the eye. She stabs the dragon in the mouth. I would be mad if that happened to me, right? And then my own fire gets caught onto me, and I'm burned, like, Two-Face style, right?
Yeah.
And I'm laying on the ground dying, and Millie Bobby Brown puts her hand out has the cut.
Yeah, she stabs the dragon's hand too, and does a sliding jab to to the neck or something like that too.
All these stabbies will piss anybody off, right? And then Millie Bobby Brown walks up to the dying dragon and shows her hand and is like, "I have a cut. You see, this is what I've been trying to tell you this entire time. I am not royal blood." And the dragon's like, "Finish it," you know. And she's like, "No, I'm gonna put my miracle life
glowworms on you.
Glowworms on you." And that's it. The next scene is Millie Bobby Brown coming into the kingdom square for another wedding, which you, I don't know if that was going to be another sacrifice or.
That was obviously number three.
Right. That was going to be a sacrifice, right? And she's like, "Hey."
In full makeup.
Hey, dragon, don't come out until I do my one liner. Hey, everybody. If you want to get out, now's your chance. Okay.
She got the new haircut and everything.
Right. And she cuts her own hair, too. It's amazing, right? Have you ever tried to cut your own hair? I have. It looks horrible. I look like just terrible.
Well, she did it just to make a rope, right?
Is that what she did?
Yeah, she did it, and then she braided the hair and so she can make a rope for that little sound trap.
That was stupid. Okay. And then the dragon's like there and it's like pounces and it does its thing, you know, and Robin Wright's screaming, "No!" Right?
No!
And then the dragon does its fire breath and then the prince like closes his eyes to accept his fate. And we have to see Robin Wright like burn alive screaming, "No!" You know, and it's just like, oh God, I'm getting so mad at this point, right? And then what pisses me off is that Millie Bobby Brown is walking out onto this bridge, like all badass, you know, just like, "Ooh, yeah, I won." And the dragon's flying above her, like they're in unison or something. I'm just like, what are they doing, right?
Yeah. So
I'm just like, where's this going?
In the book, something like Elodie eats a bag of the worms, gets eaten by the dragon. They die together, but because the worms bring her back to life and there's some blood magic involved and she's got dragon blood in her and then she becomes part dragon and then she could turn into a dragon.
I would accept that. If that was real, I would accept that.
And now, and then the other, and then the dragon, because she was eaten, because she had eaten Elodie, now she's back alive and she can have babies again.
And I would still accept that. That sounds a lot better ending than what we get.
Yeah.
That does. That does sound like a better ending than what we get. Because the last shot of the movie is like Millie Bobby Brown's like, "I'm going to go home to the Viking North," or wherever she is. And they're like, "Okay." And she's like, "I have food to last two seasons," or whatever. And then the last shot of the movie.
It takes up gold. Damn.
Is the dragon is flying beside her on the boat. And I'm laughing. Have you ever seen, I haven't laughed this hard at a movie in an ending in a while. Have you ever seen The Shining TV show?
The Shining miniseries.
Yeah.
What's her name? Rebecca De Mornay?
So the last shot of that mini TV series was they're at a church and he sees the kid that Danny now was grown, sees his dead floating ghost dad in the church. And he like blows him a kiss and he like takes the kiss like, you know, like that, you know, and he holds it to his heart. Right. I haven't laughed that hard in forever. And I laughed that hard for this movie. Like this dragon straight up doesn't care in the middle of the movie. Didn't care if you're royal blood or not. Didn't care. Just wants to, like, kidnap your sister and, like, kill you. But because you gave her glowworms, the dragon's like, "All right, all's forgiven.
Yeah.
I'm cool."
Yeah. The
pissed
whole,
me off.
All of Act 3, well, I would say more of the whole movie played very, like, a young adult book.
Sure.
Yeah, or even like a young adult just movie, basically. And I really think that's what this is geared towards. I can imagine every 12-year-old girl thinking, "This movie was awesome."
Sure.
And that's really what I think the demographic was, which is, I'm pretty sure, most of the people who follow Millie Bobby Brown.
But she's like in her 20s now, right?
Yeah, but Same she with kind of the Swifty fan base. I think it's that same crowd, right? Where, you know how, you know, like the younger people always gonna look to someone older, right?
Sure.
Yeah. You know, that's kind of always how it is, just because, I don't know, you remember when we were kids, we'd watch a TV show about, you know, older kids doing older kid things, and you're just like, oh yeah, I can't wait till I'm that age, and it's going to be cool.
It's going to be cool. I can smoke cigarettes. Dude, look, I really like the first act was cool, right? It was something new. I didn't know where the movie was going. Remember that movie Fifth Wave? Kind of like that was like a tween story too.
Absolutely,
like,
yeah.
Remember that movie, right? Where it's like, oh, aliens are taking. Oh, okay, this is it. And by the end of it, it's like, oh, it went there.
They put it in. Did they put throw like a love story in there somewhere?
Yeah, it was like, yeah, you know, like.
No, I get it. I get it. So what would your popcorn rating for this movie be then?
It's medium, pretty much going down to a small. It's pretty much a small at this point, right?
Because I have to pull up our rating system for this one.
Well, I mean, yeah, because think about it. Like, okay, you have three acts in a movie, and I would say act one was the best, and act two and three were – act two was yeah, and act three was the pits. The point of the movie – a point of a movie is for me to leave going, yeah, or some sort of emotion. Right. And sure. The emotion that I left with was negative. Like, dude, your movie sucks. Like, why have this dragon fly next to her and be like best friends, like they're gal pals. Right. Like, why go this route, man? Just kill the dragon. Like, that's what needed to happen. She obviously, she meaning the dragon, ate all of these princesses because she was grieving because her own dragon babies were killed. Like, that's what you're supposed to do in this movie. You're supposed to kill her to relieve her pain and suffering, right? Like, ah, I was so angry towards the end. So a small bag for me. I don't think this is great. The first half is cool. But other than that, Netflix, you did it again. Mediocre movie. Eric, what's your popcorn rating for Damsel?
Yeah. It really does hover between the two, a medium and a small for me. I probably would go more towards a medium just because it's a pretty decent adventure flick. And that runtime of 149 is perfect. It didn't need to be anything more. I enjoyed that they did like this slow reveal of the secrets. That would have been good, but you're right. There's a lot of things that were missing in here. I think that they could have added to it. I don't think they needed to do the whole sister plot thing. I don't mind the dad going back, but maybe if they were to add a little bit more to where the dragon saw that because of her father going back that, oh, not all humans are evil. Not all humans are this vicious thing that the dragon had always thought that they were and was slowly convinced. I think that the reason why that the dragon and Elodie became friends at the end because the dragon was very convinced that it was going to die alone and be alone for the rest of their life. But because Elodie showed it mercy and it didn't have to be that way, it gave new life. Maybe if there was something to I don't know, have like those worms to because those worms repaired the eye. Like the eye was stabbed. Yeah, so maybe the dragon have kids again. I don't know. Have eggs again, rather. I feel like there was just maybe a few things that were cut, but at the same part, I don't want this movie to be over 2 hours because that would just be way too much. There could have been a little bit more you could have cut out on this, although if there was more, I would have liked to see more cave adventuring, puzzle, more her going in through the Legends of the Hidden Temple and finding the Shrine of the Silver Monkey and
there you go.
Putting the puzzle together. That would have been cool. That would have been great. Or maybe to have her find more resource in the cave. Rather than just finding the glowworms and then maybe a little bit of sips of water, or some clues left by princesses that weren't just cave writings, something else, some resources or some intuitiveness for making traps,
Why not make the dragon the final boss? Like, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but like, I mean, like make the dragon the final boss, right? Like, why is she fighting other creatures?
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean?
I don't like that Elodie was in full makeup the entire movie.
And she has to look pretty, Eric.
I understand that, but at the same part, she does. You don't need lip fillers for that much of the movie.
Yes,
that,
you do.
You are the star, sure. But it looks like she was getting ready for wedding photos in part of this movie. It was a lot. Like, a little makeup, sure. I can understand some movie magic makeup. That's fine. Jordan, this was full glamour shot. Come on.
No, it was dirt wedding photo ready to go. Like, oh yeah.
Yeah, and that's where I really think that it was probably a lot more of for the tween crowd. I understand it completely. Looking at a rating system, the medium says it's an okay film with issues showing, which this movie does. However, the film is considered good enough to check out. Listen, this movie is decent enough to be a weekend popcorn movie. Really, it is. If you have nothing else better to watch, I would recommend maybe 5 more movies before recommending this one. But,
sure.
But at the same part, it's playing to the crowd that it's made for, and I think it works. I have to respect that. I really do. Am I going to watch this again? No, I probably not.
No.
Maybe if it's to a point where my daughter gets to that age and she wants to find some female protagonist hero movies, maybe this would make the cut. But you probably would show Alien first before.
Yeah, I would show Alien first. Hey, look at Ripley. Hey, since you're on our site, what is a small bag? What's your definition of a small bag?
A film that is not really good involving many issues. We do not think you should check this out, but go ahead if you must.
I mean, okay. Right? That's what I'm getting at.
That's
what
I'm saying.
Right?
It's floating in between a small and a medium. But I, again, just like you, first half of this movie, I was on board. And then the second, more the latter half of Act 3, it just seemed like they were just trying to wrap it up.
Right.
Okay, everybody, we got 20 more minutes of this, and let's make it so where it's not just 20 minutes of Elodie grunting in a cave again. Let's actually do something a little bit more. I didn't think that sister character was needed at all.
No, yeah, totally agree with you.
So something like that would have been cut out, but again, that sister is a younger part of the younger crowd, so maybe some sisters could watch as a bond over it. It appeals to a smaller crowd and not to the mass crowd, but I know what it is. I have to respect it for what that is. It's a medium with no butter, no salt, no refill whatsoever, and I'm fine not watching this movie again. But again, I had fun for what it was. Until that last part.
Yeah, that pissed me off. I mean, I'm a guy that's defined by emotion, right? I mean, I think we all know this from my reviews. Like, it's just how I feel in the movie. And it's like, I was fine. Like, if the dragon showed up and killed everybody, and then, you know, Millie Bobby Brown just went off to her Viking northern land, and okay, fine, it would have been a medium. But to have the dragon tag along and be gal pals just pissed me off. You know, it was just like,
sure.
It's just like, why? Why are you doing this?
Yeah.
You know, like,
I also don't think there shouldn't, I don't think there's, I hope there won't be any sequel for it.
I hope not.
Let's say this is greenlit for anything.
I mean, like, I get why you're giving this a medium. But I still stand strongly with my small. Like, it's just a girl and her dragon at this point.
Oh, Hans Zimmer produced the music to this.
Screw Hans Zimmer. All right? Just because he's like besties with Nolan doesn't mean that he's great. Like, come on. Come on.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah.
No, I hear you. I hear you.
I got nothing else to say about it. I'm pissed. But it's not a bag of curls. It's not Midsommar.
it got mid reviews across the board from everything, and I think that I might be just in a good mood in giving it that But
the medium's a mid review.
Yeah. Again, I think I just liked the adventure part of it, and it was fine for that adventure part, but just a little bit more. And I think we would have been praising this harder.
A little bit more. Yeah. Well, everybody, thank you so much for listening to this most recent episode of Movie Guys Podcast. Like I always say, check us out at movieguyspodcast.podbean.com or wherever you get your podcast from. We are on that platform. Eric, thank you so much for joining me. And we'll be back next Thursday for another awesome episode. Have a good night. So, okay, how about this? And instead of playing coy, I'll just go at it, right? We'll have some material. I'll just go at it. We get there, and there's, like, no front lobby. Well, there's a front lobby. There's not, like, a front desking. It's all iPads and stuff, and all these people walk around, like, Chick-fil-A people, you know, have an iPad strapped to their hand, you know?
Oh, yeah, very, very cool, very tech, very modern.
And they're like, hi, welcome so much for Greatwood Lodge. Welcome so much for coming to Greatwood Lodge. How are you doing? Is your stay here? You know, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, just scan the QR code on the email. And I was like, oh, okay. So we scanned the QR code. You have to put this in. And it charged me $200. And I was like, why? Why is it $200? And they're like, well, you're going to get $100 back in 7 to 10 business days. And of course, you know, of course, you're there. You're the fly on the wall. You could hear me. And I go, okay, well, then what, why does not charge me $100? Why charge me two? I don't. Why? And Gina's, shh. We all got wolf ears. You know, this place is Chuck E. Cheese on crack, man.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I want you to imagine Chuck E. Cheese, but, like, with a wolf instead of a mouse or rat, you know, and...
I get it.
Like a raccoon and a bear, and even a bear. Jordan would not be Jordan without a Jordan Gets Pissed story. So, we're going to get into the pool area. And I'm like, there's a lazy river. Let's go, you know. Let's get it going, right?
That's Jordan's tempo.
Yeah, a lot of pee. To pee! So I sit, Eric, if you have ever gone on lazy river, I know you have. How does one place their tuchus, in your opinion, into the tube? Do you go under the tube and, like, half of your arms are kind of sticking out of the tube while the other half is in the water? Do you... lay flat Superman style in the tube, or do you just kind of like put the tube behind your butt, kind of like scoot your butt back and then plop into the tube with your feet sticking out?
Of course, butt in the donut hole and you're laying back.
Yeah, just laying there, right?
And you're taking full advantage of being lazy on a lazy river.
Right. So in between, there's this catwalk, and that's where the lifeguard is walking back and forth. Way too serious of their job. Way too serious. And this lazy river sucks. And everybody looks at the lazy river and goes, hey, the Saukiel clan is there. We're just going to piss on their parade and just make Jordan mad. Like, that, what I feel like 100 people thought.
Yeah, because
as soon as we go around it once, I'm bombarded, dude. I get my kids, dads, moms are just bumping into my tube, right? To the point where they tipped me over.
Oh, no thank you.
Right? I was like, if I was sinking Titanic, I would have been tipped. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have my grandfather's dog tags on. I'm wearing a shirt. I'm a little self-conscious because I have a beer belly, so I have a shirt on, you know, with some gym shorts. You know, I have my ball cap on, my glasses, and I get tipped over. I open my eyes underwater like a jerk because I'm just like, what happened, right? I get up, my eyes are burning, my hat is soaking wet, and my glasses are gone.
Bye-bye glasses.
And I'm like looking around, and these other dads are like, hey, bud, what's going on, Josh? I'm just like, I can't find my glasses. And then the lifeguard said, there they are right there. Thank you. You know what I mean? Like,
no, that's, I am not a fan of that whatsoever. Oh. You're on a lazy river. It's the name. It's in the name. It's implied right there to just sit down, relax, have a good time. But no, I've been in a few where obviously there's a group where they are rambunctious. They're not lazy at all.